Hey there, this is Noah Garcia, your host of NG Unplugged. So today we will be talking about leadership and music, how to read between the lines. So I'm sure most of us know about music. Music comes in all shapes and forms. Music is an art form that dates centuries back, way back in the days. And music, as you know, it stirs our emotions. It can make us sad, happy. It can relax us. It can get us going in the morning. Sometimes when we're at the gym, it's music that helps us just get pumped up for a workout. Music plays a role in just about every facet of our lives. Music helps tell a story during a movie. You often hear that music in the background of movies. There's different styles to music. All the music, it's affected by tempo, pitch, the dynamics of music. Even culture affects the music. Each culture has its unique music, its unique style, and so much more. And I mean, music, there's such an array. I mean, this whole wide spectrum of diversity and yet uniqueness. There's different genres such as country, R&B. There's even subgenres like country blues within country. There's jazz music. There's orchestra. There's symphonies. There's concerts. There's all these musicians out there that create their own music and write their own lyrics, create their own notes, their own music sheets, and put it out there for the world to hear. And all music starts with a note. There are various notes. If you look at a music sheet, I was in band in school, and you look at a music sheet, and I know it's been a long time since I've played an instrument, but there's that Every Good Boy Does Fine, that EGBDF, and then there's face, FACE. That's FACE are the notes that are between those lines, and then EGBDF are the notes that are on the lines, and then there's notes above the lines and below the lines, meaning outside that range. There's also the treble clef, bass clef. There's fast tempo, slow tempos. You have the quarter notes. You have 1/16th of a note. Each has its own beat, and there's sharps, flats. There's this whole uniqueness to understanding music, to reading it, to playing it, and to create this music that people put out there for the world to listen to. So let's focus on music sheets and reading music. So imagine a music sheet, and it has all these lines, and it has all these different notes on there. And people that have never played music or don't understand it, it might look like foreign to them, kind of like reading a foreign language. Music sheet and music notes and everything that it entails is like its own language. So it's important that musicians read all the notes that are on that music sheet, so that the music that they create, the music that they play, it flows and it's harmonious. And you have music sheets that are specific for, say, the clarinets. You have music that's specific for the trumpets, for the trombones, for the drums, for the synthesizers, for the pianos, for the violins, for the flutes, for all these different instruments that are out there. They have their own music sheets, and they have to play it in such a way that it comes together in harmony and makes this awesome music that is put out there. So if you're playing music and you miss some notes, it's going to be out of sync. It's not going to be harmonious. It can throw the other people playing their instruments off key. And so some notes, as I mentioned earlier, are on the line above, below, and between. If you're focused only on the notes that are on the line, you're not reading what's between the lines. If you're focused on the notes that are between the lines, you're not reading the notes that are on the line. And it's critical that you read the notes on, between, on top, and below the lines. It all goes together. All notes must be read for it to flow. So the same applies with leadership and reading between the lines. Communication is important. If there's no communication, nothing will get accomplished. If there's communication and it's not effective, some stuff might be accomplished. Some stuff will get accomplished. However, will it be at that level of effectiveness? Will it be the outcomes that you're seeking? So, as a leader, when you're working with the people that you lead, with your colleagues, and even in your personal lives, when you're communicating with somebody, when they're communicating with you, often we hear what they say. Are we hearing what is not said, that what we call between the lines, that unspoken message? So during our conversations with colleagues, with your teams, it's important to listen, actively listen. What is the intended message from the person that is speaking? What is their body language saying, their voice, pitch, their tone? Is it congruent with what is being said? And in these days, we have all the social media, we have email, text messaging, and it can all get misconstrued, misinterpreted, because we're only seeing what's written. And so sometimes we miss what is actually the true message of that text. What's the true intention of that email? And we interpret it in our own way. So there's nothing like that face to face. And I know in this day and age, with all the social media, the emails, the internet, all the technology, a lot of communication is distant. And so we don't get the full message. So it's even more critical today that we read between the lines and understand what is truly being said. Picking up on those key notes, or finding the missing notes that are between the lines, can be key in understanding what the true message is of the person you're communicating with. Let's give an example. And there's millions of examples out there, but here's one example. Say an employee comes to you and says, "Man, I'm tired. I got all this extra work that's been given to me. I just feel drained at the end of the day. I have already a lot on my plate. And so I just don't know what to do with all of this stuff. I don't have the time." And they're telling you all this. And you have to pick up on how they're saying it. Are they saying it like in a tired voice? Are they saying it in a frustrated voice? Are they tearful, upset? How's their body language? Are their arms crossed? Are they maybe kind of tearing up and rubbing at their eyes? There's so many things to pick up on. And is this issue, is it recent? Is it a recent burst of frustration? Is it a recent burst of overwhelm? Knowing your employees is important. So if you know your employees and this is out of the norm for them, is there something else going on that they're not telling you? Are you reading between the lines? Are you taking the time to read the full music sheet? Are you taking the time to fully understand the situation of that person? And so, again, knowing your employees is important. Empathy is important also. to have empathy for that person and what they're dealing with. And you might say, yeah, no, I don't got the time for that. We got to get these things done. It's their problem, not my problem. And if you start getting into all that thinking, that selfish thinking about, well, it's about me and I don't have the time to sit with them, I got so much stuff to do myself, or this is a company, this is a business, and we got to take care of the business. Well, if you're taking care of the business before taking care of your people, then the business is not going to perform to the level that it's capable of, in my opinion. So empathy is important. What if it was you? Put yourself in their shoes. What if it was you? And you're a leader, but say you go to your boss, or if you're the main one and you go to your colleague and you're going through something in your life and you're really overwhelmed, you're really stressed, you have a lot of things, and you go to them and you do similar, like in this example, and that person tells you, well, you know what? They give that unsaid message, but how you interpret it is that they don't have time for you. Their body language dictates that, hey, business before you and all these other things. How are you going to feel? Put yourself, and that's part of empathy, putting yourself in the shoes of the other and feeling what they're feeling, feeling what they're going through. So in that situation, listen to what's not being said. Maybe there's something personal going on in their lives that is triggering the frustration, triggering that overwhelming. Maybe it's not so much that there's a lot to do at work. Maybe it's the other things that they're dealing with, that they're thinking about and processing. So, and that's where you as a leader, you as a professional, you as the manager, the boss, whatever your role is, CEO, is knowing that employee, and do you ask them further questions? Do you ask them permission? Hey, is it okay if I ask you some questions? Are you doing okay at home? How's your situation? And you don't have to pry too far. If they're not willing to share, then that's okay. However, if they're open to it and stuff and they want to share that, that's fine. And that's great. And then you get a bigger picture of where they're... Sometimes as leaders, as managers, we want to jump to conclusions and not read between the lines and just say, okay, well, this person's overwhelmed, but hey, that's your job. You need to get it done. You need to do this. And well, all that is true, that it's a job where they're to accomplish a mission, to get tasks done, to reach goals, objectives, to, you know, pursue that vision. Every business, every company, every organization, every the education system, the government system, every entity that's out there is comprised of human beings. And if you neglect the human being aspect, and if you focus on only the business element, only the government element, only the education system, only the structure, and negate all that, the human element, it sets everything up for failure. It's a constant cycle of a broken system that goes nowhere. Put people first. Put employees first. Put the people that you lead first. Take care of your people. And yes, we're going to mess up at times. I say that often. You're going to make mistakes. Yes, we're humans and we're subject to shortcomings as leaders. Own up to that. But also, you know, when you catch yourself in that, regroup. No, you know deep down inside what's the right thing to do as a leader. So in that instance, you can provide assistance to them, refer them to the appropriate resource, take care of your employee, get them the support they need, point them in the right direction, check in with them from time to time, and that'll help them get through the day. You might not be able to take away some of those tasks that are part of their job, but you can help them so that they get that support and get through that day and be able to accomplish those tasks. You want the people you lead to be successful in their careers, in their life, professionally and personally, all of it ties together. It's not separated. There's some people that say, leave your problems at the door. I kind of get what they're saying in that, but when you go to work, that human being, that human element goes to work with you. You take your mind with you to work. And yes, you try to put some of that stuff in the back of your mind, but as a human being, we're subject to overwhelm. We're subject to the stresses of life that come. And we could talk about, yes, we remain positive, we remain upbeat, but not everyone is at that level. Not everyone has that level of skill set to set aside that component, to focus on positivity constantly, to know how to leverage fear. Not everyone is like you, not everyone. So as a leader, that's where you guide them. You throw them that lifeline, you help them, you support them, you be that tugboat for them. But they are the captains of their own ship. Eventually you step back, cut off that lifeline, allow them to be the captain of their own ship, to be able to solve their own problems, their own issues, and work through that. But your role as a leader is supporting role. So you want them to be that, so you have to read between the lines. If you want a harmonious workplace, if you want to take your business to that next level, every single note must be read, must be played. So let's look at another example about reading between the lines. Say you have an issue between two employees that can't see eye to eye, and one tells you one thing, another tells you another thing, and one is saying wants a promotion, the other one wants a promotion, but one's telling you that they can handle the promotion, the other one is telling you also the same. However, there's some differences in how they're communicating. One might be saying that they want the promotion and is fully willing and engaged and everything, and you're buying into what they're telling you. And then the other one, there's some minor thing that just doesn't quite fit. And that's where you gotta read between the lines, read the whole music sheet. What's that one component that's missing? In this example, maybe that employee is telling you that they want it, but they're not ready for it. Well, the other one wants it, they're ready for it. And so, well, you might have two great candidates that are up for promotion and they're both ready for it. Don't just go based on what their resume says. That's why that important critical component of that interview, that face-to-face discussion with them is important for that promotion or whatever it is, that two or more employees come to you that want to do that extra, take it to that next level, that wants that promotion, that wants to take on that project. Which one do you choose? Who do you choose amongst your group to lead that next project? And that's where you can't just say, oh, I like him or her more than the others. I know they're capable. People can be capable of doing it. People can be in a state of readiness. But if you're missing that one or two notes, it can throw off the project. It can throw off that business, that company that you promote what you think is the right person, but at that time may not be the right person for that position. You have to look at everything, because missing those one or two notes And while all intentions are good and everything, it can cause your company, your business, your team from taking it to that next level, from those great outcomes that you seek. And while it might not be, while that other person that's not picked for that promotion or to lead that project at that time might be disappointed, that's where you go back with them as a leader and you explain to them, hey, this is why you didn't get promoted. Here are all the things that you have, and focus on these other two areas or one or two areas, and the right opportunity will come for that person. You encourage them, support them, keep mentoring them until the next opportunity that comes. And those are all whole different avenues, because as a leader, you want your teams to grow. You want people that are interested in getting promoted to go to that next level. And you might have two or three that are at that level, and you can only choose one. There are ways to keep those opportunities, keep those hopes alive in the people that you lead, and keep mentoring them, supporting them, and developing them. We could go so many ways with reading between the lines. Even in your personal life, it's important to read between the lines. What is not said? Because reading between the lines in your personal life can have an effect in your work life. If there's a lot of misinterpretations, the notes aren't being fully read, played at, in your personal life, you bring that to work, and there are people that carry that with them throughout the day, and it becomes a challenge, and it affects their work, and it rubs off on other employees, it rubs off on the team. It's taken out on you as the leader, whether passive aggressive, whatever it may be. And so reading between the lines is not only important at work, it's important at home. And part of leading others is also helping the people you lead see how to read between the lines. Not do it for them, but provide guidance for them in that area. So there's a lot of books out there on body language, on information out there on reading between the lines. You're welcome to go and look into all of that. And yeah, we're not going to be sitting there all the time just focusing on analyzing body language, focusing on, oh, let me try to see what are they really saying. We got to be careful to not to overanalyze the situation. Also not to underanalyze. And when it comes down to it, it's going to take practice. It's going to take experience, time. We're going to mess up. There are going to be times we're going to overanalyze. There will be times that we will underanalyze. But through experience, through time, keep at it, improve that skill set within that arena of reading between the lines. But take that risk and put yourself out there, because that's how you're going to grow. That's how you're going to learn how to read between the lines. Music is awesome. Music is great to people's ears. People dance to it. People relax to it. People fall asleep to it. People study, meditate with music. They do so much with music, from seriousness to silliness to creating parodies, all kinds of ventures that people go through with music. The same with leadership. There's all kinds of leadership out there. There's leadership styles out there that's influenced by culture, by people's personalities, by different, all these differences out there. But grow your leadership grow your brand, grow who you are as a leader, develop it. And with all of that, it's going to help you. That value that you have is all of who you are will help you develop the ability to read between the lines and interpret properly, and that intuition and that thought process, all of that. So remember, you have value, you matter, and no one can take that away from you. No one can take away your opportunities, your abilities to read between the lines. They may try to take away your opportunities, but other opportunities will always arise. So practice honing your skills on reading between the lines. Until next time, take care.